USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Around 1,000 people are expected to attend a service this morning at a church in North Phoenix to remember late Senator John McCain, who passed away last Saturday. Former Vice President Joe Biden will deliver a eulogy and also making remarks at the request of the late Senator, Arizona Cardinals wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald, who says it's going to be difficult.
How do you accurately be able to give somebody their due justice, you know, who's served the United States for 60 plus years? I mean, dedicated his entire life, and to be able to do that in, you know, 5 or 6 minutes is extremely difficult, but I'm going to do the best I can. And
AAA is predicting the weekend will be the most expensive Labor Day in the last 4 years for your gas tank. The national average for a gallon is now $2.84. And this is USA Radio News.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
After some were concerned that Canada may not end up being part of a new trade agreement between the United States and Mexico, President Trump says the White House is in full communication with Canadian officials and they will be part of the deal if they want to be.
Canada's here right now. They were here till late in the evening. They came to see us. They wanted to meet us. They want to be a part of it.
Trump saying he's given Canada until tomorrow to decide if it wants to join in the currently bilateral agreement. More now on the passing of Senator John McCain. It seems Sarah Palin, who was his running mate in the 2008 presidential election, has not been sent an invitation to the senator's Saturday funeral at the Washington National Cathedral. The Labor Department reporting that 213,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 3,000 more than the week before. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Amazon claims Bernie Sanders is making misleading statements about what it pays employees at its many fulfillment centers. The Vermont senator has been calling out Amazon for economic disparity between its employees and CEO Jeff Bezos, the world's richest person. Amazon defending its pay practices, saying the average full-time worker at a fulfillment center gets more than $18 an hour and benefits. Why is every cell in every Pennsylvania prison now on lockdown? USA's Wendy King has the answers.
Staff members were sickened by unknown substances.
Inmates will be in their cells 24/7. They will be fed in their cells. They'll receive any medical care that they need at their cells.
Amy Warden, Department of Corrections. There's a similar situation in an Ohio prison. The drug fentanyl is suspected. And in Arkansas, two inmates were found dead at one of the state's most secure prisons. That brings the number of Arkansas prisoners dying this week from tainted illicit drugs to 5.
And PETA now wants to erect a 5-foot granite memorial on the site of a truck crash in Brunswick, Maine that killed 4,500 lobsters last week. It's asking the State Highway Department to let it put up the memorial that would say, in memory of the lobsters who suffered and died at this spot in August of 2018, try vegan. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.